Hello, Brett.
Hello, good morning.
Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, look, I tell you what, 3 weeks after Jordan Spieth stole all the limelight after winning the Masters and said, hello, I am here, Rory McIlroy just puts the pedal down and says, son, I'm still the number one player in the world and I'm still dominating the game.
Yes.
What a great performance, because I tell you what, he was three times McIlroy in his six matches. In the first grouping match, he was down and out against Billy Horschel. And if Horschel wins the match, he goes through. McIlroy is out. And Horschel was two up with two to play. And he pulled something out of the bag there and got Horschel there. And then he was down and out against Paul Casey in the round of 16. I think it was round of 16 or quarters. Two down to Casey with two to play. And he pulled something out of the bag and got through. Jim Furyk, he was one down with two to play with Furyk. And he finished birdie, eagle to beat Furyk in the semi-final. So, you know, well done to Rory McIlroy, because he showed severe grit and he showed why he is the best player in the world right now. And his short game was just unreal.
And he had to give up his ticket to the fight. Although we saw a fight anyway, didn't we, between Jimenez.
Yeah, what happened here?
And Keegan Bradley.
Well, it started on the 13th. These two had a little bit of a dodgy ruling on the 13th hole in Friday's play. So it was in the round of three. And look, the match, it didn't matter. Neither of them were going through. But it came to the 18th, and Bradley hooked his tee shot into the TV compound in the left-hand side. Miguel was up the fairway. So anyway, Russell Swanson, our PGA Tour official, was with Keegan Bradley. He had to take two drops, right? One was away from the TV camera compound, out onto it, and drop it on a cart path. Then he had to take another drop off the cart path onto the side of the embankment, onto the grass. So there was two rulings involved here. Miguel came walking over from 30 yards after Keegan had already taken his first drop from the TV compound and started questioning to Russell Swanson about the ruling. And anyway, Keegan got involved with Miguel and said, mate, worry about your own ball, go over there. And Miguel said, no, you've taken the wrong drop here and blah, blah, blah. And anyway, in the end, Keegan Bradley's caddy, Miguel told Keegan Bradley's caddy, because Keegan Bradley's caddy said something to Miguel and said, mate, go away. Just go over there and play your own ball.
No, he said, shut up.
Well, hang on. No, hang on. Miguel said that. And then Miguel said to his caddy, shut up. So his caddy came over face to face with Miguel and said, mate, don't you tell me to shut up. The Keegan walked over and got right in Miguel's nose to nose, and then it was on for young and old.
Brilliant.
And then they walked, and that was the last hole. They walked up to the green. They ended up, they shook hands on the green, but they got face to face again. Bradley's caddy came over. They went into the locker room, and apparently it still flared up in the locker room. it was hilarious. It was so much fun.
All right, but who do you find in favour of?
I thought Keegan Bradley was probably out of order.
Yeah.
Miguel has every right to come over and
he's got to mark his card, doesn't he?
But he's got every right to question. And look, even if Russell Swanson gives a ruling there and Miguel doesn't like the ruling, right? He can ask for another ruling.
Yeah.
He can get the boss of the rules to come out, and then that's the final. That's the final ruling. So I didn't like the way Keegan Bradley's caddy got involved and started mouthing off to Miguel. And then that's when Miguel said shut up, and that's when it escalated from there. So I didn't like that. But listen, you're talking to Gowie later on in the week?
Yes, Thursday. I'll
take Keegan Bradley's story, so make sure you ask him
about
Keegan Bradley's story, okay?
I like him and his better.
Look, the match didn't mean anything. Miguel, just leave it alone. You shouldn't have gone over there. I didn't think, you know, Russell Swanson's there, the rules guy. Let him do it.
Let him
He's
do it.
He's there.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it. And the match was all over.
Golf needs some argy-bargy.
Yeah.
Well, I loved it. I think everybody loved it. Yeah. Twitter and Facebook lit
Come
up.
Come on, they're all boring.
It was great. Now, the Players' Championship.
You could duel like a sword, couldn't you? Take out your one wood and start sort of like fencing or something.
We've got to get to the big story in golf.
What's that? Hang on. No. Let's talk about the Aussies first. Sendon and Leishman, they did well.
Yeah, okay. They did really good. I think it was very disappointing to see Adam Scott and Jason Day both go 0-3, didn't win a match. Either of them, they only had six birdies each pretty much in the first three rounds, so that was awful. Can't do that. Sendo was good. Leish was really good. Poor Leish ran into the buzzsaw of Gary Woodland, though, unfortunately, and he shot a couple under and got beaten, but Sendo ran into... He ran into Woodland as well, so both Leish and Sendo ran into Woodland, who was just on fire for the week, and that's why he made the final. So there you go.
Tiger Woods, Lindsey Vonn.
Is it?
Let's move on. It's finished. Yeah, it's over.
They've double bogey.
Just pull the pin on their relationship, and look, probably a fair call. Lindsey Vonn is still very very much involved in her skiing. Tiger's still involved in his golf, and they only get together in certain times. So I think Lindsay was the one who said, "Tiger, I think we just should call this." And they both agreed and moved on with their lives. So, you know, fair enough.
It's never that easy.
We're two sports
There's got to be mate. More to it.
We're two sports stars. $10 million Players' Championship this week at Sawgrass. Enjoy that this week. It's going to be a great event.
Tips?
I can't see. Look, short game wins on this golf course. So the two best at the moment are Rory and Justin Rose, and probably Spieth in there too. But I'm going to put Rory on top of Justin Rose.
Okay.
Top Aussie will be Jason Day. He'll bounce back this week, I think.
Good stuff.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you, guys.
Well done.